This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A police officer in Loveland is fired. He hit a woman who was in the hospital. She was in handcuffs. It happened this past weekend. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The officer was placed on administrative leave that same evening. Officers say the handcuffed woman was being verbally abusive towards the hospital staff and spat on a nurse and an officer. The officer responded by striking her in the face. The victim was treated for minor injuries and the department later fired the officer. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office is still investigating for criminal charges. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado voters this fall could decide to reduce property tax rates for a decade. Governor Polis has signed off on the ballot measure that would also decrease the money available for taxpayer refunds. CPR's Megan Verlee.
Democrats champion the policy as a way to slow rising property tax bills while still supporting schools and local services. But opponents say it's a backdoor blow to the taxpayers' Bill of Rights. There's already a lawsuit to keep the measure off the ballot, filed by a limited government group and a dozen conservative Colorado counties. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Colorado Shakespeare Festival is right around the corner. CPR's Eden Lane went to the first day of rehearsal.
This season will be the last in the festival's signature outdoor space, the Mary Ripon Outdoor Theater in Boulder, as major renovations will last for the next few years. Producing artistic director Tim Orr says renovations will mean an improved experience for both audience and company.
But the magical experience of listening to Shakespeare under the stars, it can't be missed. It just can't be missed this summer.
While Much Ado About Nothing and King Lear are on the outdoor stage, renovations of the Roe Green Theater, the indoor venue, have been completed just in time for this season's productions of The Winter's Tale and One Man, Two Governors. Shows begin June 11th. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.